The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss marketing data and customer experience. Joining us is Patricia Rollins, who is the head of marketing at Typeform, which drives more than 500 million responses each year and integrates essential tools like Zapier, HubSpot, and Slack, empowering brands to give and get more with each form fill. And today, Patricia and I are going to discuss the state of marketing data and analytics. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Patricia Rollins, the head of marketing at Typeform. Patricia, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excited to have you on the show. Excited to hear a little bit about Typeform, well-known brand, product I've used a ton, and also a company that has integration points into some of the other major players in the MarTech space. So I think you've probably got a great view on a top-down landscape. Let's talk a little bit about the state of marketing. You're seeing your own product adoption, working with Zapier, HubSpot, Slack, I'm sure a million other partners to integrate data. Talk to me a little bit about how you think of the state of marketing. Where are we today?
Well, I'd have to say 2024 is going to be an interesting year. I think us as marketers, with the era of now, right, AI and the cookieless future coming, we really need to be thinking about our customers in a different way. And really, we should be thinking about our customers as people. So they are people that are coming through our funnel that we should be able to then figure out how to segment them and target them with precision. And a lot of these tools and what I'm seeing with the market coming today is we need to be crystal clear and crisper on the tools that we are starting to implement in our marketing stack that have behavioral data, intent, et cetera, so that we could actually watch these people come through the funnel. And as these people are coming through the funnel, we can then actually inform better personalization and better decisions for us to then be able to get them to buy. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm glad you started off with the personal approach, because often when I think people are thinking about modern marketing, they think about collecting data, getting signals, and then responding to those signals and not thinking about the actual customer experience and the journey. Data and analytics are obviously an incredibly important part of the science aspect of marketing, but there is the art and the personal touch as well. How do we start to balance that blend of art and science, the use of data and analytics, with that need for real personal relationships?
So yes, it's truly an art and a science. And also, you don't want to be too weird with the personalization as well. The way we've been blending it at Typeform is starting to collect first-party data as well as right, zero-party data through the form. So really that customer interaction and that relationship is being built through the form, through the one question at a time and the beautiful experience. And as individuals start filling out the form, it then goes into our data collection. And then as they do tasks within our website and outside the walls of our website, we can then start getting signal of who they are. Do they want the cup of coffee? Do they not want that cup of coffee when they get to the coffee shop, if you will? And so there's different signals depending on what they're doing inside the walls of our website and outside the walls, in which then you can start introducing some personalization, whether it be right dynamic ads, whether it be personalized emails. But the more you get to know them, and the form is the best way to do that, because you are being clever and creative and being able to collect the data that they want to provide you with, you can then start personalizing it as you go along.
So we're in this era where the expectation is minimal touch points, maximum personalization. People are less interested in providing data. And I'm sure that you see this, you know, the shorter form, the better is what I've always heard. But now we're also facing this lack of access to a third-party data source, the third-party cookie, which in theory should make that enrichment process harder. You can't just take a name and email and know everything about a person, or it's going to be more challenging to be able to get that data and truly understand the full view of who they are and their desires. So help me understand that balance when we're collecting data from our consumers. How do we make sure that they're getting through our forms as efficiently as possible, but also giving us as much data as we would want or need?
As we look at 2024 and onwards, we need to be more clever in the type of content that we create. So long are the days that it's give me your first name, last name, title, email address. It's we actually need to be super clever in collecting the information. The way I've been looking at it with the team is really thinking through what are pieces of content that give something in return to the individual. So what would make them want to actually fill something out and fill out a form? The beauty, right, of Typeform, though, is given that it is one question at a time, it is a conversation and a relationship that you're actually building with a customer. So it's not the typical boring form that says first name, last name, email, et cetera. It's actually a relationship that's going on. So companies use us, for instance, for, let's use Paul Mitchell as an example. So what kind of shampoo should I use? So the way they've been leveraging Typeform is more in like a survey or a quiz to assess what kind of hair I have to then be able to recommend the type of shampoo product. And in return, you're getting a recommendation. But in reality, I've also now collected a bunch of information that I can then potentially use to target you. So let's say if your product is running low, when you do purchase it, right, I can send you a nice email or a personalized touch to say, hey, you might be running low. Would you like to purchase more? So it's more of those types of experiences that we should be looking at that then will inform greater revenue and growth for your business. But we need to be clever in doing so. And I think even with all the privacy laws that are about to happen, it's going to be very hard to be able to target. People are going to say, turn off blocker, don't want to look at that ad, or it's just becoming more and more noisy. So how do you break through with the noise is actually to be more creative in some of the content that you deliver.
When we think about the state of marketing, there's a couple of different things that I'm hearing from you. One, we need to be more clever with how we do our data capture. That data is more valuable. But the expectation is that there is more personalized experiences that are leveraging the data we have. Talk to me about analytics. How do you know when your marketing is working? And what do you think the connection is between data and the next wave of analytics?
So I'm a data nerd at heart. I feel like that's all I look at nowadays, because in all of our systems and tools, you want to be able to see what these potential prospects are doing and then be able to set triggers within your platform so that sales can also reach out, but then you could also reach out through your lifecycle marketing emails. So I really look at site traffic. I look at the trends. I look at in-platform signups as an example, but we really are looking at all of the various touch points and really assessing how our signups are going up or down, or our surrounded data campaigns that we have, to really understand the priorities and to really understand if the business is doing well.
So Typeform's really at the tip of the spear when it comes to your data collection, the beginning in theory of your customer relationship, right? We can do all sorts of advertising, but until you understand who the customer is and start to collect data, it's really hard to build that personalization. How has your thinking evolved in Typeform's marketing when it comes to not only collecting data, but also using artificial intelligence to automate and create more content based on what that data is telling you?
I am a firm believer of AI and all the trends. We have been embracing it here. In fact, it's actually making the marketers more efficient and more creative and ahead of the times. To me, it's never going to replace the marketer. It's only going to make us be more efficient and more creative. And so when I look at how we're currently using right AI within our product, as well as outside of the product, is really when it comes to like personalization and our creative assets, as well as our copy and our messaging. So there are tools out there like writer.ai, where it can help us, right, with blog writing from a content perspective. There's also within Meta and LinkedIn, right, they have new features where you can change backgrounds on your creative with AI. You could also change, right, the messaging with AI so that you could have different variations of creative. I think our biggest challenge in marketing historically without AI is we don't have enough creative to actually optimize and reach that large audience. So now with AI and all the modifications that Meta and LinkedIn are doing, we're able to actually have more creative at hand for us to then continue to optimize and drive business. And we are also embracing tools like a scale stack AI, for instance. So as the data comes in through the form and they become a lead or potentially MQL or PQL, and we start scoring them within our marketing automation platform and then enriching it with a tool, Scale Stack actually is a go-to-market orchestration platform that we then layer on to our ICP. So as these leads come through, Scale Stack is able to layer on to say it's these types of individuals that you should be reaching out to first because they have higher intent to buy. And here is who we should be reaching out to first. And it does collect with AI information on the website and pretty much does the discovery for the reps. And since we've been doing that, we've seen an increase in like meeting schedules, an increase in lead quality, et cetera. So we've been getting better with that as well.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. We've gone through this sort of initial phase of the launch of artificial intelligence, and it seems to be the state of marketing is very driven by hopefully not the next hype cycle, but the next evolution of technology, where marketers don't have to rely on other people for content creation. They can use their best judgment. We're all kind of becoming editors, not creators. What do you think is the next iteration when we think about the state of marketing? Are we just going to be AI implementation for the next few years? I know that we're losing cookie data. Like, when you look into your crystal ball as a marketer, what do you see coming down the pike and what are you getting ready for?
So with this one in particular, I think we were so focused on, right, ICP personas in the past and then creating these audiences and then going to segment them, et cetera. I think we need to be looking at it a little bit differently now, given that cookies are going away. So to me, it's like the people with different buying behaviors and intent that then we then target and segment and then personalize to get them to buy. So really honing in and understanding who your customer is, I think, is number one. And as you start understanding your customer, it's like being where they are and being relevant. So marketers might be, you know, at Ad Age, Ad Week, this MarTech podcast as well, right? And so being present to where they are, because I think organic and creating relevant content is also going to be a forcing function for us to be able to then market to them. Again, I think with AI, it's really going to make us be faster in what we do, but it also help us inform decisions that we make. So when I look at some of our ad platforms with AI, they'll be able to understand the buying behaviors of the audience we're trying to go reach versus us manually placing the ad in which we think would be the highest reach and most cost effective. So I think it'll just help us automate and actually be more efficient with our spend as well.
All I heard was you said ad week, ad age, and MarTech podcast in the same breath. So let me just say thank you for including us in that class of publication. I'm flattered. Kidding aside, I agree with you that artificial intelligence means that we have to be more focused on who the customer is, and we're able to scale content infinitely. So the messages are going to have to be more connected to what we know, that connection between the human, the data, the analytics, and then artificial intelligence to produce that content becomes now table stakes. Talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing in your organization with some of the partners that you work with in terms of the table stakes for connecting the dots between those few things, that ability to connect using most likely Typeform, getting it into some sort of a data source, making sure that you have your analytics to digest it, and then connecting to artificial intelligence. How are you putting your plumbing together?
Well, that's where One Funnel. So we have Typeform One Funnel is what we're calling it. And it's really the end-to-end customer experience that's really driving it forward. So what we mean by that is the following. Number one, understanding who we're trying to target and then reaching them in that way. So Typeform, you can embed it on your website. It integrates within your CRM solutions amongst others. So as you're starting to collect the data based on the people that you're trying to target, you're using Typeform integrated likely with something, or it could be right on your website, as I mentioned. So you're now collecting the data. As you're moving through the funnel, then it will start to segment the data as it comes through, or perhaps even enrich it. So you can enrich it through various different tools that are out there. Like there's a Clearbit, there's ZoomInfo, there's many different tools out there for enrichment. As you're enriching, you can probably segment the audiences in different ways. You can do segmentation on all these ad platforms. You can do it on a CDP. You can do it on your CRM. So some type of audience platform, and then pushing it out into the ether. Typically with the CDP, you can push it out into the ether, but you could also do it on other channels. So when you look at Typeform, I think we integrate in all various platforms, but you have to have the base of your CRM to start being able to make those informed decisions, and then some type of platform to then push the audience out there, whether it's a CDP or some type of ad platform. And then at the end of it all is the analytics. So we use Google Analytics, we use Looker, there's Tableau, there's a bunch of tools. And also all of these third-party platforms have tools as well. So you're able to then see your CPC and how you're doing against spend.
It's one of the things that we've struggled a little bit with when we are ingesting data using our forms. Someone comes in and gives us a whole bunch of information because they want to be a speaker on a podcast. And we go through and we enrich that data. You gave us your LinkedIn profile and we went and checked how many LinkedIn followers you have. And that and many other sources of data are fed into an algorithm that helps us prioritize who our speakers are. But there's all sorts of challenges with doing that because the data sources are really challenging. When you're using a solution like Typeform, you mentioned, well, there's a Clearbit integration. Is there an integration that you've heard of or seen, or is there something that's coming where you can ask like a GPT to go do research? Hey, this person is interested in being on a podcast. Do they have a podcast of their own? Can you go ask an artificial intelligent agent to go do the research for you?
There's tools like ScaleStack AI that we use. I call it discovery. So they can do right that discovery, and they're pulling in AI. So they're looking at the content, the prompts you're giving it, the intent, what's happening on their LinkedIn, et cetera, to be able to pull all that information for you. Within Typeform, we have AI features to be able to build out your form, and then it pretty much automates it for you. So that's where we are from an AI perspective with Typeform.
All right, last question that I have for you. When you come into the state of marketing, data, analytics, combining the three of them, we've got less access to data, we've got richer tools to create content. Are we better off this year than we were last year? Are we net positive when you have artificial intelligence but have cookie deprecation? How do you feel like we're doing when it comes to the state of marketing?
I feel like we're going to have blinders on. I was just telling my counterpart this morning. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to have a blindfold on. And it's like, go find your audience. It's like, well, I don't know where they are. So I think it's going to be super challenging. And I think if you don't have the infrastructure set up to actually go market, we're all going to be screwed. Like, that's how I feel. And so I'm already thinking through things like, okay, do I need to go right invest in like a live ramp, for instance, or a CDP that actually looks at audience identity? Because if cookies are going away, like how else are we supposed to be doing that? Also with the browsers, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to do workarounds, and all the browsers won't be supporting that. So I think it's just going to be increasingly challenging But I think marketers are smart. The challenge is on and I'm actually here for it. And I'm excited to see what this might potentially look like. But we need to be starting to prep for it now. But when we say, what does prep for it now even mean? I don't even know, right? I think all of us are like, well, the content that we're seeing on Google's private sandbox is super vague. Like everything's super vague. But I think it's us to start thinking about, okay, if cookies are truly going away, if privacy settings are getting now even stricter, then we have to opt people in. We need to be clever in like how we collect the information and treating everyone as people, as I mentioned, and also really honing in on the experiences we're giving them and giving something in return back, as well as using technology that we can probably leverage, like I just mentioned, audience identifiers in some sort, but also looking at the behaviors of people and the intent of people. I think that's pretty much where the world is going. But a lot of the technology out there, right, has to shift. Like we have to think about it in different ways.
We are in a brave new world, and I do agree. I don't know if it's blinders or a blindfold. I hope it's blinders. I hope it's I can see what is right in front of me. And when I see one of my customers, I will recognize them and I will prioritize them. And all of the things that were on the peripheral of my vision, I don't have to pay attention to anymore because I can't see it. Hopefully this means that we're going to be streamlined and more simplified as marketers. Hopefully it doesn't mean that we're walking around blind, just hoping to bump into customers wherever they may be.
Totally. And just even a couple of tips that I've been increasingly seeing as well as we start preparing and getting ready is there's three things. One, we need to have permitted targeting options. So what that means is, like I just mentioned earlier, we need to be looking at learnings from user interest behaviors. We need to be looking at private marketplaces and contextual, as well as machine learning. Like I think I was talking to a former CMO last week and he's like, the MMM model is dead. I'm like, actually, it may be back. We may actually need to be relooking at things we've done in the past that might be the new norm and the new reality. And the second one would be PII-backed identity coalition. So as I was mentioning there, it's like LiveRamp ID, things like owned and consented IP data, published logged in user data. So really looking at other ways for us to be able to target based on some of those PII-backed identities. And then the third one is browser-based mechanisms. So a lot of these sites that we have are going to be blocking a lot of the way we do ads. And we need to be going back to leverage our browsers to gather, store, process all the information, which has actually been vague, as I mentioned, with our privacy sandbox. But at the heart of it really is our audience platforms. So really honing in on what we're even doing from a one funnel perspective for Typeform is having an audience platform that is integrated for us to start collecting this data for then us to share better experiences for our customers and the people that we're trying to serve.
I could not agree with you more. There's going to be workarounds. We're going to lose third-party cookies and somebody's going to make third-party brownies.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it'll have the wide adoption that cookies did, but there are going to be all sorts of data collection desserts that are going to pop up that are going to do similar things. People are still going to want to be able to share data in some capacity, and it'll take time for those to evolve, and maybe they'll be better and maybe they'll be worse and maybe they'll be privacy compliant. We'll have to see that. Fundamentally, building an audience, owning an audience, and having access to zero party and first party data is going to be more valuable and is also one of those things that as we move away from relying on third party data, we might still want access to it at points. But if you start to build your first party data sources now, those don't go away. No one can take that from you. And it future proofs, which is maybe this is the start of the new revolution of marketing. Maybe we are all going to be reliant on building our own audience instead of relying on other people to build our audiences for us. And hopefully this is the next step forward. So that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Patricia Rollins, head of marketing at Typeform. Join us again tomorrow when Patricia and I continue our conversation talking about where customer engagement and UX intersect. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Patricia, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit her company's website, which is typeform.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter and you can even apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap. BENJSHAP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.